Support for the Source Podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico Studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In our second half hour, we want to hear if your personal relationships with your family or your life partner are suffering because of politics. Can a bipartisan relationship survive these days? But first, how are Americans across the nation coping post-pandemic with a recovering economy and these political tensions, as we all collectively will decide the future of our nation a week from today? PBS Frontline follows more than a dozen Americans in eight states as they each chart their way through a turbulent and divisive election. What are their hopes and fears as the deeply divided nation chooses its path forward? And what are your hopes and fears these days before the election? Here's a scene from the documentary airing tonight on PBS, American Voices 2024. Some of the folks in the doc are watching the Trump-Harris debate.
Here it comes. Get ready to be annoyed.
Thank you for joining us.
In my opinion, presidential debates don't determine who's going to be the next president. I already know that I'm not going to be able to support major parties on the ticket, so I kind of just endure the political process.
My plan is to give a $50,000 tax deduction to startups, small businesses, knowing they are part of the backbone of America's economy.
So we're giving away more money.
$6,000 credit, $50,000 small business credit.
When do I get that $50,000 credit?
Never.
For having a small business.
Why don't you ask that question?
Why don't you answer the
problem? Because under Roe v. Wade, you could do abortions in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th month, and probably after birth.
Why is he such a liar?
Just look at the governor, former governor of Virginia. The governor of Virginia.
People start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom.
That's rich for her to say that.
Because people leave her rallies early.
The only reason they show up to hers is because of the concerts.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating,
this is wild.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And
now
this
that's
is
bullshit.
What's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
We're joined now by the producers of the new Frontline documentary, American Voices 2024, Arthur Nazarian and Qinling Li. Welcome to you both here on The Source.
David, thank you for having us.
Arthur, so talk about before you went out and started gathering tape. What were the conversations like? How did y'all map out what you were going to do and what were your expectations?
Well, I think, so first of all, we had started gathering footage in 2020. So this year, when we started again, it was really kind of started with just kind of getting a sense of who was willing to be kind of in the film again. And so that was really the first conversation is who, you know, after the 2020 film broadcast, who is still open to being part of this update with this election coming up. And it turned out that just about everyone was. So that was a good start. Qinling was actually the one that was more involved in those conversations early on. So perhaps she can answer that. And just to be clear, were you asking about this year in 2024?
Yeah, this year in 2024. Because you had talked to these people in 2020 during the pandemic, and that's a big part of the first part of the documentary that airs tonight. And that's really, it's creepy to go back and remember what it was like back then. Qinling, can you tell us more?
Well, so is your question about how we...
Yeah, how do you decide to, let's go back and see what these people are like today and how are they thinking about the future of America?
Okay, I think initially when we decided to go back, it was more just really just to touch base with everyone, see how they were doing, and also follow up with them on what has happened to them for the past 4 years. You know, for some people, they may be some major change for their personal life. For example, Amy Gardner, they just moved to a place even rural to kind of get away from the urban life and also the over politics get away from the noises, political noises. And so, so I think the first visit, we were just like, we were kind of playing. We really didn't come in with a strong idea how we wanna what questions are or like what subjects we're really interested in learning, or like what comments do we want to hear from them about a certain topics or incidents or events. It's more about, we just want to, you know, like catch up with you guys for like, because we haven't catch up for 4 years. So how has your life changed for the past 4 years? So that was like the first batch of the revisit, I would call it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. But we do hear though. Go ahead, Arthur.
Sorry. Well, I should add that, director Mike Shum has been, you know, he started, got this rolling back in 2020 with Blair Woodbury. And we'd been talking about this, you know, on and off since then, and kind of, you know, the election was a natural kind of peg, I guess you could call it, to kind of start, you know, potentially making another film. But the conversations have been happening, and I think certainly the director Mike Shum, you could say, led that charge and said, okay, let's use this election as a reason to go back, because we invested so much time during the pandemic and through that election, and built these teams throughout the country, built these connections, and we thought, okay, well, let's keep going. And so, like I said, the first question is like, are people even willing to keep going? And it turns out they were.
Well, what's so interesting, Arthur, is that you know, we live in bubbles. I'm in a bubble. We're all in bubbles. It's hard for us even to hear from other people with different political points of view. Even if you make an effort, it's difficult. And I think that your documentary does help us do that. Can you have a reaction?
Yeah, I think this is as a filmmaker, this is one of the most interesting things about doing. You know, participating in this one is that I got to kind of step out of my own bubble, whatever that may be, as unaware of that as I may be myself. You know, I got to speak to people with just so many different political views, and not just speak with them, you know, as did so many other people that made this film. I think the key here is building those connections and building trust and rapport. And it's quite an interesting exercise to go 1 week from, you know, talking to someone that is like libertarian leaning and has like one or two issues that they feel really strongly about, and then like literally a day or two later, you're going to talking to someone on the polar opposite end of the spectrum and able to, you know, not just the civil conversation, but friendly rapport. And it gets you thinking, like, you know, how much do the politics, not saying the politics don't matter, but it's somewhat encouraging to be able to have that rapport and to be able to capture like look past the politics to some extent and capture their personal side and see the like commonality to some extent, but the humanity. I think that for me was it continues to be just fascinating. It's why I value this film.
Yeah, that's the gift that you get from watching this film, is that you actually, although there's different points of view and there's some tension there, but you do see the commonality of these Americans. We're going to take a break here. Our phone lines are open. We're talking about American Voices, 2024 new frontline documentary. We hear people's fears, their concerns, their hopes as we go into this election, and we do want to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We're trying to bridge the political divide. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. For the next half hour, we're going to be talking about how this political season, all the tensions and the hyper division that we're having right now, is that having an impact, a toll on your personal relationships, maybe with your spouse, maybe with some people in your family? How are you getting along? We're going to be joined by a licensed marriage and family therapist with some tips on how to keep these political tensions from you know, destroying a relationship that you value. But right now we're talking about Frontline PBS. They have a new documentary that airs tonight, premieres tonight on PBS, which is going to be at 9 o'clock here in San Antonio on KLRN. The documentary follows a number of people from across America as they try to make sense of this political season. They all have different backgrounds. They have different approach, different points of view about the economy, about how we got through COVID and what's going to be happening moving forward. And we do hear some of their fears and expectations. And we did ask some of our listeners, what are your fears and expectations moving forward in this political season? And here's a voicemail.
Hello, my name is Rick. And the one fear I have about the upcoming election is that we already know Donald Trump is lining up legal challenges to the election. My fear is that if it's a close election and Kamala Harris ends up with a win, the legal challenges will end up in court and eventually to the Supreme Court. And I've become so cynical with the Supreme Court and the decisions they've made that they will hand over the election to Donald Trump.
Well, we can't predict the future. We don't know about that, but we do know that there are plenty of people involved in the political process who are anticipating challenges to the certification of the votes, and this worked out before, and so hopefully it'll work out again. But Chin-Ling Lee, as you produced this documentary and you heard from these folks across the country, it does seem like there's a lot of cynicism about the American process. How are those subjects, how are they expressing it?
I think
I mean, you have some very cynical people in the documentary. They don't believe in the two-party system. They don't believe that things will change.
Yeah, yeah. We actually have a few people like that. So, I think that's something we find out interesting during the process. You will hear people saying that they don't trust either parties, or they feel they lost faith in the current two-party system, and they don't think any candidate out there represent their voices and values in the families. So I think when we follow them, it's more about really show then what does this election mean for them, if that's the case. If they sometimes they would say that they don't really care about certain subjects, but what we really see from the footage is more. I think there's what they say, like they don't care, but you know, people sometimes say they don't care, but when you see the footage, maybe you can. It might look different.
That they actually are they do care a lot. They're very invested. Yeah. They may say it, the way they act, with the expectations for their children, yeah, they're very much invested. Let's go to a caller. Our number is 833-877-8255, and we have Edward on the phone. And Edward, you're on the air.
Hey, David, once again, it is Edward. I love this recurring series interviewing Frontline directors, and I cannot wait to watch this episode this evening. That is my very favorite PBS show. I just wanted to make a statement that I personally have found great success in over the years with people who disagree with me politically by first making a statement that I know we both agree on. And then instead of making statements after that, I just ask them questions. And it goes great every time. I think too many people are accusatory against one another instead of seeking understanding by asking questions.
Edward, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Arthur Narzarian, it's an opportunity to listen. This is a listening documentary, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to respond to both Edward and mm-hmm. the voicemail. So first of all, Edward, thank you for, you know, your kind words about Frontline and for watching this film this evening. I agree with what you're saying. And what I found so interesting, you know, talking to this multitude of people through this film, is there's more agreement than one would expect, even across different political lines. And one of the things that people agree on is that the country is more divided than ever. And another thing that people seem to agree on is that this election poses some kind of, in some sense, as the voicemail is referencing, like existential or dire threat to the future of our political system and institutions, although they might think that for different reasons. And, you know, to comment on the voicemail, I do find it interesting that both, I won't say both sides, because I don't think it's a purely binary political spectrum, but many, many people from differing political views that I talked to during the course of this filming thought that, and they thought this was really kind of a, if their side didn't win, even if they didn't support their side that strongly, that this would be dire for the country. And it seemed to me quite the conundrum for how to move forward when essentially so many people have that thought moving forward. When as you noted yourself, we don't know what's going to happen. But I did find that to be somewhat troubling, I suppose.
Yeah. But let's listen to another voicemail that we got.
I am quite concerned that so many people are believing a master con man. I don't understand how people can think this guy who's obviously spewing hate and divisive rhetoric constantly can possibly be desired by God. And I would vote for a decent Republican. I almost wish John McCain had won in 2008, because I don't think we would have this problem with Trump now. I'm disgusted with the Republican Party, and I used to vote mostly Republican when I was younger. I am disgusted that they couldn't convict Donald Trump in the second impeachment. He deserved it 100%. And I think it's absolutely horrible, and I can't believe how many people are still fooled by this con man.
So, Chinling, the people you interview who seem to be, they're going to be voting Republican and for Donald Trump, they talk about really about the values of the Republican Party and the values that they have, and they see commonality with that. And what's really interesting in watching the documentary is that, you know, I see where they're coming from, and I know, and so we hear, you know, talk about Donald Trump, and it's easy to classify people. If you believe, you know, that Donald Trump is a con man and all these other terrible things, then the people who support him must be negative also. But you see in the documentary that is not the case. And was that, you know, a deliberate choice in producing this documentary, or is this just the way people are?
So is it a question that?
I mean, people are people. You know, your documentary shows us that there are good people all across America who are voting for Donald Trump, and so
yes. I think we make sure that we so the people who are supporting Donald Trump, so I think one voice I can quote is from, for example, Amy Garner. He said that people dislike him and talk about all the bad things he did, but she said for people that voted for Donald Trump, they believe that they voted for the values rather than him as a person. But there was this ambiguity that what are those values. So I think that if you watch a documentary, I think it's the documentary will help you really, it will become a little bit uncomfortable, but for people with a different political view, but it definitely give a chance to understand, and also maybe open conversations if that's a political side that you disagree with, and what can be the question that you ask there to the people with a different view
for Arthur Nazarian. Yeah. A lot of the media is really focused on the conflict between these two sides, but the documentary American Voices 2024, are you focusing on the commonality that we have?
I don't think we're trying to intentionally show some kind of underlying commonality where, you know, in the sense of like, like that's what we set out to do from the beginning. I think if it's there, it would just emerge naturally in the viewing experience. And I from my perspective, I do see some commonality. But I think the core task from my perspective was really just to document people's lives and views without judgment. And so I think to do it without judgment is to let the audience decide for themselves. Certainly, I mean, people are going to watch this film and think, you know, certain people are what people that they strongly agree or disagree with. But I'd like to think there's going to be some dimension there where it's maybe more nuanced and more complicated, where, okay, on one hand, you have someone saying, I support Donald Trump for reasons X, Y, and Z. And then, you know, that, you know, somebody could just strongly disagree with that as a viewer. But then we see them with their family, and we see some parts of their lives that go beyond the politics. And I think that dimension perhaps is the most important one from the filmmaking perspective, because it's, you know, it's not that hard to just ask a random person what do you think about whatever candidate, right? But to then like not only hear what they think, but like see how they play out their lives, how their lives play out in front of the camera. I think that's kind of where, if there is commonality, where it would emerge. And I think like to do that without judgment is the best kind of, in my mm-hmm. opinion, the best approach. And that's what I like to think, that's what we tried to do here.
And Arthur, we do revisit COVID. One of the subjects that you had interviewed is no longer with us, Myra Ramirez. She had a double lung transplant, and she didn't survive. She was hard hit by COVID.
Yes, and I'll say I never actually interviewed her. That was more Mike Shum, the director. So I can't speak to, I couldn't speak accurately to the details of what happened, but I believe it was a double lung transplant, and it was definitely because of COVID. And it was a complication that occurred about a year later, not immediately, a reinfection of some sort related to the transplant. And she did pass away, unfortunately.
But, you know, we're living post-pandemic. And yeah. A lot of people are still angry. Some of the neural pathways that we developed about, you know, how we got through COVID are still there and influencing how we process what's happening to us in this election season. It kind of helps the spread of disinformation and conspiracy theories. But, you know, we're a nation that's healing. And so, Chen-Ling, as we move forward, you know, we're going to have to heal past this election. We don't want to have a Humpty Dumpty election where we can't put all the pieces back together again. Do you see a America that can heal from these tough days, this crisis that we're in?
Yeah, I think I'm really glad you asked that question, because one of the surprise for me when we go visit each participant in 2024 is, I think if we talk about commonality, I think there's something common about them is they actually take some actions in their own way in 2024. So if you, that's my personal, my perspective is like, this action, you can read it in different ways. It can be like a very political act in a way that they want to, you know, engage in politics directly, or they want to do block walking, you know, to mm-hmm. campaign candidate, or it can be like a different way of action. That means like living my life, caring yeah. what I can, and being positive, find the energy, like that's supporting me, like finding support from the community.
Okay, we're gonna leave that there. The documentary of PBS Frontline airs tonight on KLRN in San Antonio at 9 o'clock and different times across the country. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. When we come back, a marriage counselor is talking about how to survive a bipartisan relationship. Stay with us.